You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out. And the rise of the company's fall. Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
As a union woman, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies.
And she don't.
Good morning, members and listeners to Radical Radio 3CR. You're with the Fire Up MUA program and you're with the Victorian MUA executive, Dave, Rob, Aaron, Dean and Jason. How are you, comrades?
Good, thanks, comrade. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Sprightly and up and about for a morning, eh?
Wouldn't be anywhere else, would you? 6:30 on a Thursday morning.
And it's a special edition of the 3CR.
It is.
3CR with 50-year anniversary, and it's the fundraising fortnight for 3CR, so we need listeners to ring in and donate some money and keep this independent station going, because that's what this is all about, independent news, and pushing back against the mass media and the rubbish we hear through the normal media.
Well said.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pretty important thing, 3CR, and the Wharfies 50 years ago in 76, when it kicked off, recognised it. And since then, Wharfies have been using 3CR to spread a message of solidarity and honesty and cutting across the corruption and lies of the mass media and the oligarchs that run the media system for the most part here in Australia.
It is incredible. The media has become such, and we speak about this quite a bit, the media's become such an awful place. Not 3CR, of course, but the mainstream media has just become such an awful agenda-driven place that people get their everyday news from. Mm. You know, whether you're picking up a newspaper, which the news on the television, it's just awful. And now you got these... Oh, Jesus, I don't want to swear. But okay. X... You know, that platform that was once Twitter, now called X, and Elon Musk, just driving right-wing drivel with bots and everything, and it's just awful.
Yeah, because big tech companies are set to benefit from it, right?
Yeah.
The top end of town benefit from the right-wing division and from fascism, which they're playing with around the edges now.
And 3CR...
Not around the edges, there's full-blown fascism out there at the moment.
And being, 3CR is, 50 years, it's pretty incredible, Annie, that, 3CR have survived through this and continue to support unions and people, some honesty, just some honesty.
And people like Annie McLaughlin, our producer, as a volunteer, volunteers all her hours down here, and the station's run by volunteers. So it's a big thank you to those people who keep that going. Annie, you've been doing it.
Well, I was just going to say, I've been to two rallies today, this week, one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday. One was for the allied health workers, and it sounds like they said that a person who goes to university for 6 years and is now working in the public health system as a physio and people like that, they're getting $7 more than the minimum wage. And because the minimum wage went up a couple of weeks ago, the gap is closing.
The gap is closing.
Between the lowest and the lowest, if you know what I mean,
oh.
Which is pretty poor. And then the next day I went to the council you know, how these councils are going on strike because they want proper pay. Their wages have are now 14% behind in terms of increases over a period of a decade since they put the wages cap on. But some of the councils don't even give them the amount that the cap allows. So some of them have been given... The cap is 9%, right? So it's now... Some are only given 6% outrageous increases, right? So, but all the CEOs have all increased their wages, you know, exponentially over the same period of time. Now, the reason why I bring it up is not just because it's a shitty situation, but 7 and 9 were there recording the first rally, right? When I went home and watched to see if they turned up on the news, it didn't actually turn up on the news because Jacinta Allen is now outfoxing the One Nation. The big report was that she defeated a role in the caucus, you know, that they tried to get rid of her, but she comes out swaggering saying, ha, I'm the king of the hill. And all the other stuff, like the public health system being on its knees, yeah, is of no interest to the media oligarchs or the political class.
Because they're all trying to get rid of her. That's in a nutshell. They are doing their utmost to ensure that, not by attacking her, that the Labor Party is not re-elected in Victoria. Every day there's a story in the Age or the Herald Sun demeaning her, but there's no story about the fact that the Liberal Party, the supposed
opposition,
are absolutely being decimated.
There's also, I tell you what, the mass media isn't running. They're not running the voting record of One Nation and the policies that Pauline Hanson put forward at the National Press Club yesterday. What the fuck? What? Like, honestly, she come out and come out and said workers are lazy, workers are too hard to sack, bosses don't have enough power.
And that's the message to our members, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a democracy, and we don't tell people who to vote for. We simply don't. But it's your choice. But we certainly understand.
But make good choices, for fuck's sake.
But but we understand the dissatisfaction with the Liberals and the Labor Party, right? The two.
Yeah, they're both shit.
They both. So, but if you're going to make a protest vote, you better know who you're voting for.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone who has stood against...
She recently called for penalty rates to be cut again. All of our salaries are underpinned by penalty rates. Slash the penalty rates out and our salaries fucking drop. It's outrageous that she wants to do that. Like she wants to go around and attack every worker's wage because she ran a fish shop once into the ground and is a shit small business owner. And now she thinks that the worker should pick up the
give up your Sunday, give up your Saturday, give up, you know, night shift, whatever it might be, afternoon shift, and just work for the basic.
I'm you can also work public holidays for flat rates.
She has stood against everything to do with workers. She tried to
wind me up.
Yeah, well, clearly, you know,
I was had a really good night's sleep too, comrades.
Our bargaining powers. She tried to diminish those. She voted against that.
Yep.
As well.
She voted against the right to disconnect. She thinks that not only should the boss be able to sack you, but they should also be able to use you whenever they want.
Yeah, I don't mind that bit with you.
I've said it on here before.
Oh, sorry, we're live on air. We can't cut that bit out.
I've said it before. If you're not working for a prick, you're not working. And God, I feel like I'm working now.
But we do joke. But it's just awful what she has stood for in her 30 years of Parliament. And let's be honest. A Group One racist.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Group One. That's the cherry on top. Yeah, mate. That's right, Dean. The cherry on top. If you want to put it that way, it's unbelievable. Anyhow, that's the political landscape has changed. It's incredible the landscape that we are now living in, and I hate mentioning the person's name because It's like you're giving him air, but that lunatic that runs the United States, she has taken a leaf out of his book, and that has driven politics around the world. You know, you look at what's going on in Belfast. I spoke to you yesterday about that. We'll touch on that soon. But, you know, and the hatred that is being driven by these lunatics. We're all born equal. That's the reality. Why are we better or worse because your skin colour or where you come from? It's just ridiculous.
They just use that as a dog whistle to get us fighting amongst ourselves, right? They genuinely believe that they're born better than us. Like, there's a born-to-rule mentality of the likes of Trump and everything.
The hatred that lunatic Musk is spreading.
It is class war, and they're fighting it. And then every time we have a crack back, they're like, oh, it's class war, you can't do that. Yeah, well, you're the ones fucking starting the war. And when we have a crack back, it's going to hit hard.
You swear again, you go into your room, you know that, don't you?
And it's those...
Land up.
It's those sort of divisions that break down solidarity amongst the working class. So, you know, they it's are true, using Dave. That against us.
And unfortunately, you know, you've got to be honest. You know, our members start to fall into it. That's the reality. You know, we mightn't like it, but you've got to say what it is. And our members fall into it. And we just need our members to and listeners to understand if you're unhappy, that's okay.
We're all unhappy.
We're all, you know, nothing's perfect. But you need to ever think about what you're doing, and when it gets to that time and to tick a box, you better know what box you're ticking and what that box stands for.
And just remember that we've got to vote for the interests of our class, right? We've got to vote to protect our penalty rates, to protect the right to strike, the right to bargain. Yeah, we need to
not have those powers diminished.
Yeah, not further.
One box you should be ticking is the donation box to 3CR. This is their radiothon. They're raising money. It's independent media. Get on board and support 3CR. We're going to go to our first song. It's by Red Hot Chili Peppers, Brave From Afar. Welcome back to the Fire Up MUA program.
Great song, Dave.
Awesome song.
You're with the Fire Up MUA program.
Brave of you to put it on, Dave.
You're with the Victorian MUA executive. And Dino, you were in some EA negotiations yesterday. They seemed to be going all right from the start, but then there was a bit of noise late in the day, mate.
Yeah, mate. You know, you talk about the importance of retaining our rights to collective bargain. Yesterday is a prime example of why we need to be making sure that we retain those rights, mate. Yeah, things were going okay, Dave, up until later in the afternoon when the company decided that they didn't understand one of our key claims, which had been to explain to them probably a minimum of 10 times, mate. We've raised it in every meeting that we've had thus far.
Let me have a guess, protect.
Yeah, oh, mate, you hit the nail on the head. So, yeah.
They don't get it.
Things are turning south real quick, mate. It didn't go down well. The committee and the membership have given us a clear indication of where they want to be and what they want us to achieve out of these negotiations. And protect, income protection's a really important one across, you know, a lot of industries, right? So, you know, I'll be mindful what I say, but you know, the incompetence, if you want to call it that, of their management team.
Mindfulness went away pretty quick.
Or their bargaining team that they've got. One's an ex-union official, and one's a little bit new to the company. Have been really good up until now, but yeah, it's turned things south, and we need to start looking at our options on what we do and where we go and where we end up with these negotiations, because our members deserve more, and we're not going to sit back and let them
treat our
members like that. Once we get to a point where, and we're pretty close, we thought we were really close in actually getting a deal done yesterday. And we're actually prepared to put a position that we believed would have, got the deal done yesterday. But that's been flipped on its head. So we'll have to go back to the drawing board and reassess, see where we want to be with our claims. Obviously, everything's without prejudice when we go through these bargaining negotiations. So we might have to go back to the drawing board and have a look at where we are and what where we're going with it all. So, yeah. Things aren't too good at the moment, mate, for ACFS, but our members in the committee are working really hard to get the outcomes that they deserve, and we'll support them through that process, and we'll see where we end up. We're due to meet with them today, but I don't think that'll be happening, so we'll see where we go.
Fair enough.
Cool, I like the suspense. Yeah. We know exactly where it heads. Always goes down one path and then we win.
Good on you, Dino. Thanks for that report, mate. And Jace, you were down at Barry's Beach yesterday, mate.
Yeah, that's correct. Working with Cube Energy. Been with Cube Energy. We've been hitting them pretty hard the last couple of weeks. To be honest, I don't have nothing too nice to say about the managers at Cube. They continue to undermine the workers. They continue to lie to the workers. One of our other state officials I was been working in with the last couple of weeks, he did a visit down at Cube Energy in Portland for me this week. Continued to get ignored. As Cube has stepped as low as buying birthday cakes for the workers and everything to avoid talking to our officials and even myself. So I think Cube's got a little black book somewhere they use for similar tactics what they used at Barry's Beach to isolate the workers from us union officials and organisers.
I wonder why they do that.
I have no idea.
Because maybe the money that they're giving them is nowhere near what they should be on, and they know that if we get our heads in, we'll get those people a much better outcome, better work-life balance, fatigue management, safety, the whole gamut.
And that all costs the company money, and the less that's in their pocket, the more that's in ours.
And I keep hearing from, you know, different sources, Cube keeps asking why we keep coming and why I keep going down to Barry's Beach. And, you know, my message to Cube is, you know, I'm not going to stop and the MUA's not going to stop either. And those workers down there know that, you know, they obviously got their cash handout from Cube, which was one of the major things for...
But we're not calling that a bribe, are we? I don't think we could call that
a bribe.
But when we started, you know, and it's been reported before, Jason's reported before, that all of a sudden they put the NERRR out, and then all of a sudden, very quickly, they offered $10,000 and $12,500 as a sign-on bonus. And we understand...
Sign-on bonus, that's what it was, sorry. Come on.
We understand why those workers took that, right? We understand. We get it. But here's something for you. If they're offering that just like that in a heartbeat, how much more would they... If we got our heads in and bargain on their behalf, how much more would they have got?
And we are getting members on board down there. It is a lot of work, but you know, they are starting to realise now what they've missed out. Yeah, I think their bonus is starting to dwindle down a little bit. Maybe the missus has bought too many shoes or something with their bonus, but it is starting to dwindle down.
Jeez, Jase. Lucky we're not live.
I know what my missus would do with 12 and a half grand.
And he doubles down. I love it.
Yeah, better follow me back tonight.
But that's 12,500 minus tax.
It is a big incentive, you know.
Minus tax. That goes in a heartbeat too.
Yeah.
But a $30,000 pay rise doesn't go on a heartbeat.
No, that's right.
And I found it incredible that, you know, I've been down there with you and others have as well, that, you know, one of the blokes, you know, takes you in on site and then he said, oh, well, the new EA sign, so we won't see you again. You got that wrong. You got that wrong. We're going to keep coming. And we will keep, and you will keep coming, and we will keep coming.
And that's just because bargaining doesn't stop because the EA is signed, right? There's always deals to be done and fights to be had and wins to be gained by safety and other
That site is an MUA site.
Yeah,
and it's going to be critical going forward with all the work going on down at Barry's Beach.
100%. The next 10 years, especially in Barry's Beach, you know, you got the decommissioning happening late this year, early next year. You got the offshore wind happening as well. So those workers know that, and they know it's a critical time for them. And then, yeah, we're not going to stop coming. And, you know, we believe our stevedores as well, even though Cube don't.
Ships pull up, cranes come out.
Yeah, vessel. It's not stevedore cargo. Work. It's not stevedore. As far as Cube thinks, it's under the transport award. But, you know, we will go strong next time and push for the stevedoring award. And those guys realise that there's a lot of work coming down there. And also we've got the decommissioning happening next door, which they've already put a big fence up down there. We've got union companies next door there, which is obviously going to be a lot higher wages and probably what some of those guys are on. But, you know, we've got to build our community up there in the next 3 or 4 years and also support the Gippsland community as well. So we want to see local jobs first down there as well, and that'll play a big part of it.
Yeah, excellent. Let's not forget our seafarers on board those vessels at service that come in and out of Barry's Beach either, mate. Like, these deficiencies in whether it be safety or work practices that Cube enforces down there is having some serious concerns on board our vessels that enter into the port, and we need to address those issues. And a couple of those issues were highlighted recently, mate, with your visit down there, along with Kyle. So we need to have a look at those issues, and then be dealt with pretty promptly and swiftly, because it's not just Cube as a whole, and we talk about the waterside part of it. That also has a trickle-down effect on the safety of our members on board the vessels that come into those ports. So it's really important, and you're doing some great work, mate.
And, we had another bargaining meeting with TT Line last week. The sides are clearly drawn. TT Line want to reduce the crew on board. We've got claims in to increase the crew numbers. I mean, the ships are 40% bigger. They can take up to 1,400 passengers and are 40% more freight. So, you know, we're not going to give up on that. We're going to make sure that we get what we need for the members. And, you know, they keep pleading poverty. They actually made the statement in the EA meeting the other day that they didn't want the EA negotiations to cost anything, to cost the company anything. You know, it's outrageous because...
They want our members to pay for their
mismanagement.
Stuff ups.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's not going to happen. So we'll keep fighting there at TT Line. And we commence the shore-based EA tomorrow. That's another group of members down there in Geelong and in Devonport. So, looking forward to that too. And we also had a DP World team in Melbourne last week.
We did. We had the Part A committee in Melbourne to discuss how we move forward with the national campaign against the AI automation. So we want to make sure that any sort of technological change that's brought in, there's a benefit for our members, and it's done on our terms as well. And we've in the most part reached a bit of an idea about a concept that's going to go to the company shortly. And that in really, it's just lowering our roster hours without a loss of pay. Yep. That's in short what it is.
The campaign's been clear from the start. There's three pillars to that.
Yep, and they are no loss of jobs, no loss of pay, and not without our agreement. And that's what we're striving for. And whilst I'm on DP World, just a real quick one. Our show last week caused a little stir amongst their management, and they shot out an email, really promoting that they are safety is the first thing they consider, and it's their priority, and it's the first thing they want to put forth when they make any sort of decisions or considerations. They said that. WorkSafe went down to there yesterday to...
And they said, despite what's been reported on radio.
Yeah, they did. But WorkSafe went down there yesterday...
Which we know they're listening, Annie.
WorkSafe went down there yesterday to do an inspection on some dangerous goods, and the boss down there told him that he was too busy to have to take him around and have a meeting with him, and that's written in the WorkSafe entry report. So,
safety first.
Safety first.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening to our show. We're going to go out with the Red Hot Chili Peppers again. Fight like a brave.
Go on, your members. Have a great day. And thanks, Annie.
Thanks,
and
go for much. Keep those donations coming through.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.